You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
All's well that ends well is a saying that comes to mind, well, at least with respect to the week that has gone by. Started off on a rocky note, but a perfect finish to this Friday. Welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control for the details on what happened in the markets today.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The Sensex gained over 350 points today, and the Nifty also managed to scale past the 11,500 mark. And that's how we've wrapped up a day, mostly on account of investor optimism concerning the commentary that is expected from the Prime Minister's economic review meet that will happen over the weekend. The Nifty hence raced past the 11,500 mark and ended the session at 11,515. That's 1.28% higher. And the Sensex wrapped up at 38,090 points, that's 0.99% higher, gaining 372 points. And this is quite a contrast to the negative moves that we saw in the markets the first couple of days of this week. The other factors contributing to the positive sentiment that we saw in the markets today: better consumer and wholesale inflation data, and in global markets, the currencies seeing some relief amid actions by the Turkish Central Bank, which hiked interest rates to 24% to boost the lira. A combination of these factors, along with possible short covering by traders, is what helped the markets wrap up the way they did. There was visible buying across all of the sectors, with maximum gains visible in the banking, automobile, metal and pharmaceutical stocks. There were some massive gains in the mid-cap segment as well, and this is again something that contributed to the close today. The Nifty mid-cap gained almost 2% today. The day began positively on the back of a positive handover from global markets as well as a strengthening rupee. And throughout the day, buying counters kept buzzing, with investors betting on the sectors that I'd mentioned earlier. The top sectoral gainer of the day on Nifty was Nifty Realty, gaining 3.46% at close, followed by Nifty Pharma, up 2.51% at close. There was also Nifty Metal that gained 2.2% at close. Pretty much all of the sectoral indices ended up closing in the green today. The market breadth was also positive, with 1,797 shares advancing against a decline of 834 shares and 183 shares remaining unchanged. In specific stocks, you had Vedanta, Bharti Airtel, India Bulls Housing and BPCL that gained the most. And on the losing side, you had Coal India, Infosys and HCL Tech that lost the most. Moving on the podcast to take a look at some of the stocks that made the headlines. Shares of Sun Pharmaceutical Industries and Sun Pharma Advanced Research Company, that's SPARC, gained in the region of 2 to 4% on the back of a US FDA approval for Xelpros, which is used to treat open-angle glaucoma or ocular hypertension. Share price of Cadila Healthcare rose 1% as Zydus Cadila received a final approval from the US FDA to market risedronate sodium delayed-release tablets 35 milligrams. Clearly a good day for the pharma stocks. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories was another stock that made the headlines, gaining 2% after it launched the neostigmine methyl sulfate injection in the US market. Among the non-pharma stocks, you had Tata Elxsi gaining over 1% as it extended its partnership with Airtel's DTH arm. Fortis Healthcare also added 1% after Shivinder Mohan Singh withdrew his petition against Malvinder Singh from the NCLT. Then you had shares of Rashtriya Chemicals and Fertilizers, or RCF, gaining 9%, with the company receiving an approval for the sale of its TDR, or transfer of development rights. Then shares of Vedanta rose 5% after it announced hydrocarbon discovery in well A32 within its operated block of KGOSN-2009-3 within the Krishna Godavari Basin on the east coast of India. And finally, shares of Ashok Leyland gained 3% after winning another order from Bangladesh Road Transport Corporation. On to look at the global markets. Well, Asia had a decent wrap as investors shrugged off concerns on a trade war, and this is how markets in Asia closed. The Nikkei 225 gained 1.2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained again a little over 1%. South Korea's Kospi gained 1.4%. Australia's ASX 200 closed 0.6% higher. The Shanghai Composite was the only one that closed in the red, but marginally so, down 0.18%. European stocks have gotten off to a good start, with investors betting on that hike in interest rates by the Turkish Central Bank to boost the lira. At the time of bringing you this podcast, the Pan-European Stock 600 is up 0.19%. France's CAC is up 0.27%. Germany's DAX is up again 0.24%, as is London's FTSE. And that's it from us on the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening and weekend.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.